All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Troy Boys-Jolly. He's the CEO of Murchison Minerals. And Troy, welcome back. Great to see you again.
Hey, thanks for having me, Steve.
So it's exciting to have you back because that means you've had more drill results. And again, positive drill results from the HPM project. This time we're attacking the Sierra target. So remind everyone about Sierra and just what you saw here. And I think you're pretty happy.
Yeah. Hey, we're thrilled with the first pass exploration at Sierra. Sierra is a target that is just adjacent to our Bardufer deposit. So it's about 250 meters away from Bardufer, similar EM signature, so similar geophysical signature, and really similar geochemically as well. We have mineralization on surface and conductivity on surface over about 775 meters. This was the first fence of drilling that we put into Sierra. And hey, we're thrilled. It confirmed, you know, we confirmed subsurface mineralization there over 277 meters so a very extensive interval of disseminated sulfide mineralization. And, you know, Steve, the really interesting part for us is that, we believe that this is a vector, this disseminated halo, call it a potential halo around higher grade mineralization directly to the south, which is what we're seeing with the geophysical response.
Troy, does these type of results just give you more answers to potential scale here and how far you can move out? Is that what people should try and take away a bit from this as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So, when you start to piece it all together, right, we did a bunch of work at Bardufer, put about 10 drill holes into there, expanded Bardufer, did a first drill test at Sierra, confirmed subsurface mineralization there with highly prospective ground just to the south of that on that target. And then that's just the start of what we've defined as a 5-kilometer trend coming off of Bardufer, where we have multiple showings where we have confirmed nickel bearing sulfide mineralization on surface over about 5 kilometers. So yeah, absolutely. This is building on our thesis that HPM has camp scale or district scale potential to be a new source, a nickel bearing sulfide source in that trend.
Okay. Also want to ask you quickly, in the news release, you talked about Lac Paradis prospect. You're doing some backpack drilling. Well, you weren't, but somebody was doing some backpack drilling. Maybe you were, I don't know. But anyway, just update everyone on that real quick.
Well, hey, I would jump on the backpack drill, but that's probably not the best use of my time, Steve. We saw an opportunity. We're explorers. We saw an opportunity to pick up a highly prospective package of ground in the Lac Paradis project. Subsequent to that, had an opportunity to send the prospecting crews down there. They jumped onto some historic showings, and the results speak for themselves. Nickel mineralization, in the percentages at surface there. So a really exciting, future prospect for Murchison Minerals.
All right, we'll leave it there. Troy, thanks very much. Congratulations. Good to see you again.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, Troy Boys-Jolly, the CEO of Murchison Minerals.